don't ask Jesus anything. But in our worship, He knows what He will deliver. Give it to me. Magnify His name and glory. Rabbado Sandele Mabada. Vale Beto. Shele Kanara. Shele Kanara. Let Abrandos Kanara. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now you are going to share the link now. Share the link now. Share the link now. Mambarado Shenarababa Shenda. Let Abrandos Shenaba. In the name of Jesus. Listen. You are going to come out of yourself and begin to worship Jesus. For this night, we may not raise prayer topics, but in worship, He will know what to do. We trust His intelligence. We trust His proactivity. We trust that He knows better than us. And whatever you would have asked, praise will present it better. And tonight is the night that you want to worship Him on a personal base. When I had a little opportunity to step into authority, then I realized the confusion of being a father or a mother. Because we are in a generation where people have many mentors and many fathers. So you may not even know your place in the life of the person. You may not know if you are the only voice. So sometimes you have to redraw and watch them. And when we have many gods, sometimes God will have to redraw. If he realizes that we can't personalize Him, we can't say my Jesus. You can't say my Savior. You can't go all out in worship and say, you are my God.
You are my God.
I have none apart from you. Sometimes He redraws because it's a great confusion. When you and another is responsible for someone, you don't know where you stand. And that is the position of Jesus now. There are many Christians who have too many things around them, too many voices. He said, that is why in John chapter 10, He said, I know my sheep and my sheep knows my voice. Jesus knows that there should be a point of personalization. That the sheep will say, this is my shepherd. And the shepherd will say, this is my sheep. Tonight, and one of the means by which the sheep declares, this is my shepherd, is in His worship. When He reserves all and bring it to the shepherd. Yes, I know that a man helped you. But when you kneel to worship Jesus, let Jesus know that He's higher than that man.
Oh, yes.
And you know, and you know, and you know that without Jesus and with that man, you are still nothing. But with Jesus and without that man, you are still something.
Yes.
You are going to personalize Him. There are many of us who just enjoy the entertainment dimension of worship. And you don't even personalize Jesus as your Lord in worship. Tonight is an opportunity.
Yes, yes,
yes. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. All of my days,
my God.
I want to pray. The wonders of Your mighty love. Now you declare who He is. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship. Can I have people shout it now?
Shout to the Lord, all the earth.
Come on, everybody.
Let us sing.
Power and majesty.
Power and majesty.
Praise to the King.
Praise to the King.
Mountains bow down.
Mountains bow down.
And the seas
will roar
at the sound
of
Your
sound.
to the Lord.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar.
Compares to the promise.
Forever I will stand. Nothing compares to the promise.
Worthy is your name.
pages of my heart, and let my worship begin but never end. To the God of all flesh, from the pages of my heart, let my worship begin but never end.
The minister of God is about to step in. Wave your hands wherever you are.
He is my God.
Everybody, come on now.
His name is Yahweh. His name is my God.
And his name is Yahweh. Woman of God, can you let us?
His name is Yahweh. Yahweh is my God. And his name is Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh. His name is Yahweh.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
Yahweh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship Him from the beginning, first month of the year. Let your worship arise. Let your worship arise. Worship the living God. Worship the living God. Worship.
When we come in your name,
find somewhere, begin to worship.
You are right within our midst, Emmanuel.
Come on, come on.
Your name be praised. God with us, and the God who is in us, Emmanuel. Your name be praised, Emmanuel.
This is our first worship of the year. Worship Him from the depth of your heart. Call Him Emmanuel, God with us.
Emmanuel. are my help. You are the provider. Emmanuel. Hey. Emmanuel. Your name, your name, your name be praised. All nations call you Emmanuel. The God with us and the God who is in us, Emmanuel.
Praise the King, praise the Master, praising the Lord, because He, oh, and His mercy. Because He's the King. All kings bow to Him because He's the King.
Sing hallelujah. Shout of praise. God a shout of praise. Yes. Listen. Listen. Yes, it will them. I feel you have called the fifth year. This is your opportunity to tell God, I trust you for 2024. This is our first worship. This is our first praise. Give your all. Dance where you are. Rise up from that bed. Rise up from that seat. Begin to dance. And the Lord will answer every dance move. Every dance move is a language in the spirit. And whatever you're going to do, the Lord is going to celebrate whatever you are doing and answer you mightily. A man of God, let's flow.
Somebody want to slap those hands together? Come on. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Your first shout for the new year. Come on. Shout unto him. Shout unto him. He who is able to do all things. Come on. Give him all the praise that is due his holy name. Come on. Let everything that has got breath give praise unto him. Give praise unto
my
him.
God.
You want to stand up? Come on, wherever you are.
Young God.
Let's do this. Come on.
Which mark of Bakubia, mammy? Tobo, Tobo. Amanina. I don't know. Listen, the moment you're about to sing, I heard it in the spirit realm, and I just have to interrupt you. Sing it for us.
Come on, what we run no, what we run no, eh? My brother said, how many now, eh? My brother said, how many now, what we run no, what we run no, eh? My brother said, how many now, how many now, eh? Walk around the shrine, walk around, walk around, hallelujah, walk around the shrine. Oh, yeah, me, yeah, 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 one more time. Oh, Nyamiba. Oh, Nyamiba. Yeah, you are. Oh, brother, 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 oh, brother
We give I'm gonna make it. Jehovah, now you the reign. Come on.
Blessings and glory. wisdom and thanksgiving. Heaven, power and might belong to our Lord. Forever and ever, hallelujah. May we find with you. Hallelujah, may we find with you. Oh,
as we bless your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Come on now. Everybody, come on out. Everybody come on out. Oh, go,
oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah.
To the
oh, 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 oh.
Everybody come on.
Hallelujah.
We won't stop praising you. We won't stop loving you forever and ever. Forever and ever. We won't stop.
We won't stop praising you.
We won't stop.
We won't stop loving you
forever
and ever.
2 weeks time.
Forever.
3 weeks time.
We won't stop.
We won't stop praising you.
We won't stop.
We won't stop. Loving you forever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
Now can this be only music in our club?
We won't stop.
Everybody.
We won't stop loving you.
Only instrument, no voice. If you are in the home, clap with us. The Bible says, "Let all the earth clap." Clapping is a weapon. The foolishness of the spirit. But when sent for the hour, and he will say, "What he has yet, she soon should be here to my." So when Sunday that walk, I won't hear this thing. Thirty more seconds. I think that comes to become a Sunday woman. Life. People are releasing life. is how we want to, Jesus. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop loving you. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Let it flow. We won't stop, Lord. We won't stop, Lord. In Cabrado, Shitaraba. In Fendi, Viva, Tosha. In Cabrado.
We won't stop praising you. We won't stop praising you.
This is all I can do. This is all I can do. This is all I was born to do. Kalebo Shama, Kalebo Shikalebo. We can't stop. We won't stop.
We won't stop.
We won't stop. We won't stop.
We won't stop. We won't stop praising Lord. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop.
We won't stop.
Forever. Forever. We won't stop praising you, Lord. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop. We won't stop
loving you.
Forever.
Mira,
mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira, mira,
Ade mo ya ye nyina
asira ye mo ya ye mo ya ye mo ya
Dante, I'm in trouble. My
name
is Dante. I said, can you wave your hands and give him glory? Lift up your point of contact. Can you give me a little strength? Give me a little strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Inanna. Inanna. Nyeradesa. Inanna. Nyeradesa. Inanna. It's a moment of faith. You are going to lift up your voice and declare. Just don't sing with me. Just say what you want to say to him. We have worshipped him. We have entered the gate with thanksgiving. And we have entered the court with praise. Don't become a dump before him. He said, come boldly. Come boldly. Now you have gained access before the master. Talk like you are before he who is capable of all things, with whom all things are possible. We are going to lift up your voice and begin to speak to him. Lift up your voice and this is your moment of faith with your point of contact. Lift it up and begin to speak to him like he's standing right before you. My God. You are right, so you are right, so you are right, so I pray for you. Unusual manifestation of God's power
unusual manifestation of God's presence, unusual manifestation of God's glory. Strength for the year, strength for the year, glory for the year, grace for the year. I pray that tonight's Thanksgiving is birthing it out. Whatever your situation is, as you have lifted up your point of contact, I release power. 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 Antalaba kurabarabasha. Indaraba shakaraba. Remete kontoska. Indaraba shankataraba. We shake the foundations of evil. We shake the foundations of evil. We declare healing in hospitals. We declare healing in the homes. We declare healing everywhere. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we break satanic entanglements and connections with this program, every satanic schedules, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that you will laugh in this year. I declare that you will laugh in this year. I declare that your breakthroughs will be continuous. I declare if every very early satisfaction, 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 very early satisfaction. Lagadarabasha. You have praised he who can heal.
Yes, yes.
Now may he comfort and heal you.
Amen.
You have praised he who can provide.
Yes.
Now may he repay your praises with what you are expecting of him.
Amen.
Let there be an uncommon provision.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have praised he who is a warrior.
Yes.
May he fight your battles for you.
Amen.
You have praised he whom the gold and the silver are his. I declare that may he release wealth into your life.
Amen.
You have praised he who died on the cross to save mankind. May he send salvation to any beloved around you who is not yet saved in the name of Jesus. You have praised he who is not a custodian of wisdom, but he is wisdom. And I pray in the name of Jesus, may he supply you with an unusual wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You have praised he who is light.
Jesus.
Now may he shine forth in your darkness.
Amen.
May he shine forth in your darkness.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have praised he who is seated high above.
Jesus.
The principalities and the powers.
Jesus.
Now may he scare off who you fear.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you have praised he
Jesus.
Whom the earth and the fullness of it is his.
Yes, yes, yes.
Therefore, may he give you a landable property.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have praised he.
Jesus.
Calabrando
Sheketereba.
Jesus. I declare that your praise is not in vain tonight.
Amen.
I declare that your worship is not in vain tonight.
Amen.
I declare that your worship is not in vain tonight.
Amen.
Have you not exalted he?
Jesus.
Who said, let us make man? Who said, children are a gift from him? Then let your womb carry your baby. Let your womb carry your baby. May he release your baby now. Juhurokoko silatanas. Have you not praised him? Who is truth? Therefore, may he supply you with the knowledge for every exams. The knowledge for every interview.
Amen.
The knowledge for every proposal.
Amen.
The knowledge for every presentation.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said that the earth is mine, the fullness thereof, and the people in it. May God give you someone.
Amen.
The one you praised.
Jesus.
He said the people in the earth are his.
Jesus.
Then may he give you one as a boss.
Amen.
May he give you one as an employee.
Amen.
May he give you one as a husband.
Amen.
May he give you one as a wife.
Amen.
May he give you one as a pastor.
Amen.
Mahila babambande voriakata. May he give you one to give you access to next realm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your praise has to release an unusual in your life. And it shall come with an early satisfaction. By January, February, March,
Jesus,
you'll be telling God if you do nothing is enough. You'll be telling God if you do nothing is enough. If you do nothing in 2024, you have done more than enough. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare it done. I declare it done. I declare it done. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you begin to wave your seed and your offering? Listen to me. These times are sensitive. You have exalted him with your lips, magnified him with your heart. Now praise him with your substance. These things are prophetic. Don't sit down and say later, or I will, or if I want. If God has given you the means, do it now. And say, Lord, tonight I didn't do it with only my lips. I'm doing it with my substance.
Oh, yes.
Be praised and be exalted.
Amen.
Make your sacrifice in January.
Amen.
And tell the Lord that, Lord, I thank you.
Yes,
I thank you the way you are beginning with me.
Yes,
it shall be glorious.
Yes,
it shall be glorious already.
Yes,
lift it up and begin to speak over it. Everybody understand my voice? Listening to radio, watching us in any way. You are going to show from this studio to the last person listening to me. Give from your heart and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for what you are about to do in my life, what you have begun doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have praised you who is faithful.
Yes.
One time, when it came to giving, you told us, and you used this word, we should test you with it.
That's right.
So when it comes to giving, we can see that we test your faithfulness. That is why it never misses.
Yes, yes.
Thank you that you have been faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
This night is a prophetic night for us.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's the first night we have dedicated in this year.
Yes,
to say thank you only.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we see the breakthroughs in the year. We see it. We see the glory in the year. We see the escapes in the year. We see the exemptions in the year. We see the helps in the year. We see the promotions in the year. And we ignite them and set their altars on fire with our praise and with our substance. Take it. Lord, accept it. Tonight, accept it.
Amen.
Those that are given from the depth of their heart,
Jesus.
Lord, accept it.
Amen.
This is not just an offering. It's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Lord, accept it.
Amen.
And respond in your faithfulness.
Amen.
Let people give too many testimonies,
Amen,
of what happened after tonight's thanksgiving.
Amen.
And I promise you,
Jesus,
that I'll give you all the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are listening to me and you don't have the screen, you can give a MomoPay 262561. And the Momo numbers 0597393440 0597393440. Second one 0597393383 0597393383. And the Vodafone 0506597542 0506597542 0506597542. Those outside the country and you want to give, you have PayPal there, you have Zelle Cash App, the information are there, and the numbers, your Momo number is 0596 0557 0557 0557. God bless you. As you give, your life will never be the same. If you are not born again, say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you that you died.
Thank you that you died.
And you rose up on the third day.
And you rose up on the third day.
Forgive me all my sins.
Wash
me with the blood.
Wash me with
Cleanse
the blood.
Me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
for saving my soul.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
We give God glory for what he has done. And he will do more. I can't wait to hear your testimonies. Check the screens. The testimony lines are there. I can't wait to hear your testimonies of what God did for you in this worship night. I can't wait. Testimony line 059-274-8953. 059-274-8953 or 0548-69-5731. 0548-69-5731. Telegram, you can send us. Your life will never be the same. Let's hear some few testimonies of what Jesus Christ did for some people and is going to do in your life. Let's hear what he has done. This is Alpha Hour. Every day with God is every day in victory. All right.
To the reason I am dressed in white. So this year, somewhere June, one afternoon I was there unbraiding my daughter's hair. I realized my hands, my legs, my face were all swollen. So I got scared, and the next day I visited my physician. So he ran a couple of tests, kidney, liver, autoimmune, like a whole lot of tests, and everything came fine, like there was nothing. So by chance we were discussing something. I said, oh, of late I can't work out. The slightest thing, I'm weak. And he said, okay, do another test. I saw a cardiologist and he ran an echo. The cardiologist said he's found something, but he didn't tell me. So I should go and do MRI, cardiac MRI. I went ahead to do it and they found out that I have a hole in my heart, ASD. So fast forward, we started like, they said, I have to undergo a procedure, surgery, but it's not done in Ghana. Because I am an adult, they don't have the equipment to have that procedure in Ghana. I have to look elsewhere. So we started searching, doing research, and finally, we got a hospital in Turkey. And last 2 weeks, that is 15th October, my husband and I, we flew to Turkey to go get the procedure done. And to my surprise, I got to Turkey. They were also supposed to run their final test before they start the procedure. So we got there. The appointment was 10 a.m. We went to see the doctor. He did his echo. He was like, They were saying their thing like in Turkish. I didn't understand. He called in another doctor. She also came. She did her thing. They were talking. So all I heard was, normal, normal. I was there. So when they said normal, then the doctor brought in a translator to tell me that they checked I don't have what I say I have. Before you go, you will send your report. I send them the cardiac MRI images. They confirmed. In fact, we sent it to like five countries, Italy, Germany, USA. All the doctors confirmed I have it and I have to come for closure. So for me to go there and like for them to do the echo, so I didn't understand. I said, no. No, I can't fly all the way from Ghana like for you guys to tell me I don't have nothing. No. So there was a test that, like, a final test, they will use a camera to go through your chest to, like, really look. If even, like, it's hidden somewhere or even you have more holes, the camera will detect. So they ran that test and, like, to God be the glory. There was nothing. And now here is what happened. On the 16th, that Monday morning, I was in flight, so I didn't join Alpha Hour. So, like, when we arrived in Turkey, it was the same day I was seeing the doctor. So, like, there was no time for me. After I am done with everything from the hospital, I walk out of the hospital to go to my hotel room. Then I checked my phone, and I saw that my friend has sent me a recording from the episode 504. That Papa, like, prophesied that there is somebody that you are going to have a surgery. And today, 10 a.m., these were Papa's words that my friend sent to me. That today, 10 a.m., you are going to have another test. that will help the doctors to proceed to the surgery. Congratulations. They will find nothing.
I saw that you have an appointment in the hospital to see whether the surgery should be done today. I think it's around 10 a.m. To see whether the surgery be done. So they will do the last check. If they find the thing in your body, then the surgery must be done. The Lord says, I should tell you, congratulations. He has done it. He, the Lord, has done it. He, the Lord, has done it. It is no more there. It is no more there. It is no more there. It is no more there.
So, like, as human as I am, when the doctors told me there was nothing, they didn't find anything, I did other scans on my chest, my legs, they just wanted to know if there's any blockage anywhere causing the swelling. They found nothing. The blood works I did, there was nothing. But still, me, I didn't understand. So until I got to the hotel room and I saw the video, I was like, wow. Wow. Who am I that you have found me so worthy? I am here to give God all the glory for this miracle. And I'm also here to say thank you to the man of God, and I pray that may the oil on his life never run dry. Amen.
Every day with God. So my first, like, I know also, but I'll say three. The first one, I'll be delivered from over 20 years of masturbation. And this was the time that requires sorry background. I have to masturbate. And sometimes when I'm doing my devotion, so it's just sometimes you sleep. Not like over there, but it's like you're seeing visions. Then now me who say I say perform, you know that when I wake up, me a devotion in now, but when I wake up, I have to masturbate. And I saw the link on a friend's status, but so that guy, and I just said one thing, but baby, I'll be okay. So I didn't, I ignored it. And I'm a whole lady, mercy, picture, I'm saying, why not know your face? See? So, me follow on Facebook, and I'm home, like, me also a share link. So the first day I joined in, the masturbation ceased. And then the spiritual marriage too was there. And so this, one of the episodes, now that he was teaching about experiencing God's power, into me so that and I said Papa beat me bed, so now I say I'll pay then. Or say like I'll make you some perfect promises. I said we'll be in a year. And I'm saying that me here what them has seen to call. And he was still making promises if I leave him I'll regret and a whole lot of things. So now I say me here. Into me go super man was sorry call, and then since that time I've not had any spiritual marriage at all. Yeah.
God has done it. Oh, God has done it. Pastor Elvis, God bless you. Alpha Hour, God bless everyone. Having a good heart for Alpha Hour. I thank God so much for everything that He has done. In fact, God has done a lot, and my testimony is long overdue. I need to testify to the glory of God, what God has done. Last year, around May, my marriage almost broke down due to one or two reasons and some problems that I was going through in my marriage. And I had made up my mind that I wanted a divorce. That time, I thought nothing was going to change my mind. But around that same time in May, I happened to go for a classes, which was in a hostel where I met a friend, Lizzie, who introduced me to Alpha Hour. That was around episode 40 something, I'm not very sure. And I started praying with Alpha Hour. Another time, Pastor Elvis was preaching and leading us to pray about marriage, was encouraging us to pray about our marriage and to avoid divorce and those problems in marriage. And because I had made up my mind that I wanted a divorce, sometimes I was even annoyed with the prayers, but then I prayed along because the man of God was leading the prayers. And I thank God so much that God restored my marriage. I thought I had to get a divorce, but God had a different plan. I thank God so much. And Pastor Elvis, God bless you so much. Because when I joined Alpha Hour, a lot of changes came into my life. I was also going to write an exam, and I had dreams of people attacking me in my exams and taking my exam paper while I sat for the exam. After Pastor Elvis led us to pray, that same prayer topic, and I had a dream. So I seriously prayed about it, and by the grace of God, when I sat for the exam, I passed the exam with ease. I thank God so much, and I thank you, Pastor Elvis, and the Alpha Hour crew. God bless everyone for your prayers and for your support. I have a lot of testimonies, but I will say this for the meantime, and I'll prepare the others because I still have a lot to say to God. God bless everyone. Thank you very much. Amen.
Share the link, oh, share the link. Papa, God richly bless you. I thank God so much for this time. I am here to share two testimonies. Number one, on the 1st of January 2023, a friend of mine, Dacosta, and another friend involved in a very serious and fatal accident. And from the reports, Dacosta was referred to Confanoche Teaching Hospital because of the degree of the injury he severed on the skull. I prayed for him, and I don't know, I was really so moody. So I brought the case to the Alpha Hour altar and prayed that may the Lord have mercy and bring him back. Day in and out, I would call, and the report is he's still unconscious, he's this and that. And it got to a point that they told me that he has gained his consciousness, but the way he utters words and the kind of words that he pronounces declares that he's out of the system. Virtually, he was going mad because of this situation. Yet, I didn't forget about this altar, neither did I relent in my prayer. I intensified it and used his name as a point of contact, prayed for him. Just recently, news from the family indicates that he is doing well, and by the grace of God, for like 2-3 weeks now, I've been able to talk to him, and he sounds so okay. We talk and just like we used to be before the accident occurred. I thank God so much for that. Testimony number two. I applied for a passport about 2 years ago. And from the time the application went through and I was awaiting the passport, anytime I go to check up or call to the office, they will tell me it is not in yet. It is this and that. Sometimes they will tell me they could not find my information on the systems. A whole lot of stories. I was so devastated because either I would be able to print another one out or not, dependent on the state of the one I had already applied for. So just this week, in the week of Victory at Last, just this week, on Wednesday, I had a notification that the passport was in. The next day, I went to the office, and effortlessly, by the grace of God, it was released unto me. I thank God that he has started with this, my abroad journey issues, and very soon I believe I'll come with another testimony of being in the United States, in the UK, or in Canada. I thank God so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, Pastor Elvis, the whole Alpha Hour team. My name is Raphael Nanakwesiche. I am the one the Lord has shown mercy. Pastor, you did mention that the Lord blessed somebody with a car. Pastor, it is me, even a phone to be able to join
and testify was a problem. I didn't also have the testimony line, but just about some days ago, I had to go on the internet and find it, because even the music box that I use in praying is out of order in my phone. But God showed me mercy, because a car I've been negotiating for, due to monetary constraints, it wasn't possible. But as I'm talking now, the man called and said, look, come with the said money you have, and I have the car in my possession as I talk to you now. Another thing that happened that was so miraculous, my nephew just called me and said, Uncle Ralph, I am going to bless you with a phone. And I said, oh, just as I'm talking, I have a new iPhone that I'm using now. So, Afarians, don't give up. There's more God will do. Pastor Elvis, I'm waiting for more, and I won't stop sowing my seed. I won't stop sharing. I'll continue to share till my battery blows. Thank you, Alpha Wild team. Thank you, Pastor Elvis. Thank you, Lady Mercy. Thank you, Aya team. And thank everybody on the platform. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alpha Hour. Every day with God. Every day in victory. I'm back. I'm a service personnel, and I have a very big testimony to give about this ultimate altar. Last year, I was on a duty tour in Somalia. I'm a service personnel, I've already said, and my wife introduced me to Alpha Hour. By then, I was preparing to write a competitive exam that would usher me into the senior officer's corps. If I say competitive, I mean competitive. Whilst on the duty tour in Somalia, Stigis was going on, Alpha Hour was also going on alongside. So when we disembarked back to Ghana, just a week, we wrote that competitive exam. I made my way to the church, and I was introduced to Pastor Roland by my wife, who aided me in prayers. The day before our result was released, he directed me to come to the church premises to Alpha Hour Day. I did so. I engaged the altar, and after the prayers, he ushered me to see Pastor Elvis. Papa just spoke to me briefly, less than like 5 minutes, that I should just go and bring congratulatory message. Glory be to God. It was so. The next day, I went to check the results, and I have passed extremely good. I have passed exam. So, few months came by, we went for our training, went through assessment training to become the officer corps. Glory be to God, testifying that today, as I speak, we have one Afarian who is a senior officer in one of the security services. It's an honor. By the will of God, it's only God who can do it. All the praise and honor goes to Him. Thank the Alpha Hour team. Thank Pastor Elvis. Thank Pastor Roland. Thank the whole Afarian. I advise all people to stay glued in Alpha Telltale. Alpha Hour. Every day with God. Every day.